Hello everybody and welcome to another episode of Sweet Bus. How is it going, guys? I mean, what was the name of the island? Agistri. On the beach, drink life. And I really wanted to talk about how I actually spent my holidays and that even on holiday I still get a lot of stuff done. Hey guys, Dan Chodimkov here and you're listening to Sweet Buzz, scaling a digital B2B business. For all the entrepreneurs, business owners and CEOs, this is your moment to radiate positive energy. Because if I can do it, so can you. In this podcast, I'm sharing my thoughts, opinions and everyday experience in the business world. But I'm letting you glance into my personal life too. So stay tuned, because this episode may be the epiphany that you're looking for.
So, I don't know, since more than 10 years ago, usually my holidays were active. Like whenever we go with my wife, we go as an adventure. We go to a foreign location and we want to explore everything. And that's how we actually went to Sri Lanka for 21 days. And in those 21 days, we actually did 11 different hotels, which means we were hopping off on and off every other day. The goal was, while we're there, why don't we just see everything? Or we actually did a road trip by car where we drove Euro trip, actually, whole Europe. We went Macedonia, Serbia, Austria, Germany, Netherlands, downwards, France, Switzerland, Côte d'Azur, and then the whole Mediterranean. But every time we're like, well, let's explore. And maybe when I get old, then I'll use the opportunity to actually just lay on the beach and do nothing. But now that I'm in Greece, and I was counting, like, we arrived on the 8th till the 4th, so that's like 23 days, actually. And I said, well, what do you want to achieve on this holiday? Is it to just lay down and do nothing? Or do you want to get some stuff done? So I put three priorities for this holiday. First was spend some quality time with the family. I did a podcast that we have limited summers with our kids. So every night we walk, we enjoy, we play, we draw with Metodia. So really quality time. Second thing was to exercise. I put another goal where I need to lose a lot of weight till my birthday. So if I just lay on the beach and drink beer, well, guess what? I'm going to gain weight and nothing happens. And the third part was on a business level. Well, I wanted to finish the two books that are in progress and help Bizbee a bit with strategies. Strategies on marketing, strategies on sales, strategies on the financial part. So really high level thinking in front of the, you know, you're gazing at the sea and you're thinking and you're trying to strategize. So I'm already how many days? Like 4 or 5 days. And I just wanted to give you a glimpse in the schedule that I'm currently having. And guys, it's a tough schedule. So I usually wake up at 6 in the morning. Yeah, I'm on a holiday. I still wake up early because guess what? The wife is sleeping, the kids are sleeping, and it's peaceful. And I enjoy it because the first few days I started waking up at 6 a.m. and I went running. And it's weird because I've never run before in Macedonia. So now this is a new thing for me. But I found it really hard. Like you wake up, you need to go to run. And then when I was coming back, I was actually doing book writing. So I have a dedicated slot in the morning for the book writing. And then I've realized that I should turn the other way around. So now when I wake up at 6 a.m., I actually start with the book writing because it's really more convenient. I mean, you still haven't opened your eyes well. You have a cup of coffee and a cup of tea next to you. You're typing. And I prefer that over you wake up and you go and you run. So now every morning I wake up at 6 and I start with the book writing slot. From 6 till 8 a.m. I have 2 hours dedicated for book writing. And honestly, it's not always 2 hours, it's hour and a half because yeah, you need to open your eyes, you need to wash, you need to put the coffee on. But anyhow, it helps me because I can do 1,500 to 2,000 words per day. That's significant. I don't bother about editing and proofreading. There is plenty of time to do that later. But now I'm just putting my thoughts on the books so I know that I'm making a significant progress. At 8 a.m., I'm stopping wherever I am with the book. And I'm saying now it's a good time to start running. So I do 1 hour running. Actually, to be honest, it's half an hour, 40 minute stops. And but you walk to the place and then you start running for 4 kilometers and then you walk back to the home. But what I really loved with the running is that you actually run just on the seaside. So as you run, you can hear the voice, the sounds of the ocean and the wind. So it's really fantastic experience. So by 9, I'm back. And instead of showering immediately, I do the yoga part. I don't see myself as a yoga guy all the time, but I put myself that while I'm in Greece, I'll do a lot of yoga. So after running, the heartbeat is up. I start doing the stretching. And this is where all the sweating comes, because yoga requires from you to not move and sit in a single position for a bit. So that requires a lot of sweating. Mm-hmm. But after the yoga, which is like 20, 30 minutes, I do the shower. And then at 10 a.m., I'm doing the breakfast. And at 10 a.m., as the hotel has breakfast included, luckily me, I don't need to cook. So I have a fresh orange juice, some eggs and stuff. But that's like an hour activity. And at the beginning, I was like, well, just sitting and doing nothing in that hour. But then I said, you know what? We're going to spend this hour with Metodia on teaching him. Whether we're going to learn numbers, whether we're going to do some basic maths, whether we're going to do drawings. But now, while waiting for the breakfast to arrive, we're actually having educational time with Metodia. So that's like 10 till 11. And from there, you see, it's already 11 in the morning and I have done so many things. From there, I start working on the strategies. I start seeing if I have some emails and some other stuff. I do have a nap. That's my secret weapon now, because like 1 hour, 1.5 hour, I have a good nap. Then I wake up, then we go to the beach and we enjoy the swimming and activities with the family. And in the afternoon, every day so far, since I arrived in Greece, we do a long walks. Like, 2 hours, 3 hours walking, just for the sake of walking. We go to different villages, we go to different shops, we explore the island. It's a small island, so it's not like you can walk a lot. But what I really liked is that long walks exhausts Metodia. There is a kid's playground around, so we go him, let him play a bit, then we talk with him, we teach him what's left, what's right, what are the colors and stuff. And, you know, when we got back home, we are all exhausted. Exhausted. I'm exhausted because I had a very strong start, and then I'm exhausted. My wife is really exhausted because, like it or not, she has far more effort put in the kids than me. And plus, with the walking, Metodia is exhausting, so we all have a really good night. And I really wanted to share this because, you know, some people choose to go to a holiday 7 days and do nothing. Just lay on the beach and be bored. Be bored. While other people are saying, well, you know what, now I'm on a holiday, I can drink a lot, I can eat a lot. It's my, I don't know, cheat days that I can do whatever I want. Well, for me, it was like, well, now you have 20 something days. If you put cheat days, man, I'm going to double my weight in that period. But on the other hand, a simple thing. Well, what do I want to achieve while I'm here? And guess what? If I continue with this rate, in 21 days, I will lose significant weight because I've added running to my equation. I've added yoga to my equation. I'm still trying to eat very little throughout the day. So I'm still in a starvation mode. And on top of that, I'm really having a good quality time with Metodia, with my wife, with Martin, the little guy. And on top of that, even if I don't do 1,500 or 2,000 words every day on the book, even if I do 500, even whatever I do, as long as I'm making small progresses, by the end of this holiday in Greece, I will have one of the book finished. And by finished, I mean, yes, everything I wanted to say in that book is finished. And then it goes through the long process of proofreading, editing, publishing, and that will take a whole year. But when I leave here in 3 weeks from now, I want to be proud of myself, not to be like, man, I cannot wait to come back from holiday to start exercising and get back in good shape. But it's like, I want to be proud of myself. It's like, okay, this is what you managed to achieve. And I hope that I will, because it's still early, but that's the whole point. What did I manage to achieve on this holiday? So it's really okay. Maybe this became like a bragging about this holiday, but in my head, this was really when people go on a conference, they never rarely ask, what do I want to achieve here? They just go with the flow. And in my head, it's like, even on a holiday, I start with a plan. Well, what's the goal? What's the point? Yes, I do want to swim every day if possible, which adds to the exercise. I want to teach Metodia how to swim, which adds to the family building, a relationship building. I want to write the book and the strategies for BSB because, yeah, I know that BSB people are all working hard and I rarely have now the freedom to just do nothing and think about stuff. Think about how we can be better in marketing. Think about how we can be better at sales. Think about how we can conquer the world, in short. All right, I had to come to the room to record this episode, guys, because I was on the beach already. But anyhow, I really think that you should all, summer is coming. You should think about summer and what are your plans for the holiday. And hopefully be a better person when you come back from the holiday rather than spoil yourself with a lot of treats. That's all I had for today, guys, and do have a great day. Cheers. Thanks for tuning in, guys. If you enjoyed the episode, then do subscribe. Oh, and you can tell a friend too. Don't miss out on the previous or the upcoming episodes on podcast.bsbsolution.com. If you have a question or just really want to say hi, feel free to do so on my social media profiles. Connect with me or DM me on LinkedIn or Facebook. Did you know that my book, Sweet Leads, is an Amazon bestseller? Well, grab your Kindle or printed copy on Amazon.